Minnesota.
It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Yeah, sure it is. Good morning, it's 8:21. What a morning. Sunshine, 60 degrees. Thursday Talk Around begins right now with what we do every Thursday, the Morning Zoo with Kathy Dickman and Tom Schmaltz in studio. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Congratulations on an incredible attendance on Blue Goose Days.
Saw you
in the parade. Everything just kind of went off without a hitch. You had a great day.
We had a great day. Who couldn't have a great day with a U.S. Fish and Wildlife airboat following us in the parade?
I saw that.
I was so happy with the whole day, with everybody who turned out for the parade, the vendors, not counting the parade attendance, which is only an estimate we could never guess.
Right.
It was wonderful.
Right.
And the vendor attendance, vendors were very happy.
I bet.
But just who went through the zoo was 1,102 people just to go through the zoo that day. And that's, you know, this is... It's not a record.
It's a really, really solid day.
Mm-hmm. And those are typical weekend days, you know, would hopefully, you know, have that back this summer. And
sure.
It was a great, great way to kick off a whole season.
The weather was beautiful.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
One holdup is they wouldn't let me take the airboat off the trailer and buzz around.
See, they knew better.
Yeah. Thing I wanted to do.
Kathy, Schmaltz on an airboat?
Think of the
possibilities.
Well, he actually gave rides one time at the refuge, and we won't bring that up because we don't want them calling me now and going, what did he do? it was an event, and he just thought he could help out by doing that.
Well,
he had permission. He didn't just jump on it.
Just the thought of that, just kind of, that'll wake me up in a cold sweat tonight.
Yeah, so I don't want him coming home going, I need to get one of those. Right.
That's on your bucket list to own one of those at one point. So again, a great partnership with some really, really good people made
this
happen.
Absolutely, and Tal's birthday went really well the next day, and he was hilarious.
Mm-hmm, sure, I'm sure.
And so it was just fun. It's an event we just look forward to. I like to visit. Can you believe it? Yeah, I love to visit with everybody, and it's so much. It's great. Junior zookeepers graduated yesterday.
Nice.
We have another class coming up next week. That brings us over 1,000 junior zookeepers in the years that we started the program.
Incredible. See, now you need to take a bow for that.
Well, you know, it's the families that are signing up, bringing the kids, bringing the grandkids. We had one family that had 6 grandkids there, all in the same class. Cousins that get to go see grandpa and grandma every summer.
Now, how nice is that?
That was a lot of fun. Everybody in that class, we're just a great bunch of people, and we just had a blast.
Good time. And again, take a little credit for that.
Oh, you know.
And you think of how you guys down there, and I will say you and your staff and everybody else, how you always kind of move things forward. Junior zookeepers, now they go on with a whole new appreciation for things, and they've learned some things. That's the best part about it.
That's how it goes. It's how everybody networks. It's how I learned, you know, through other people. My parents were naturalists.
Absolutely.
And folks in our lives enjoyed nature and appreciation. Which leads us to appreciation for nature.
Uh-huh.
Today we have a little bit of a message today.
Okay, go for it.
So many wonderful people, you know, throughout the valley, throughout our region, well-meaning individuals want to aid wildlife.
Right.
Because we see a bunny or we see a baby fox, or most common would be the white-tailed deer.
Right.
White-tailed deer and the raccoons.
Okay.
And it's one of those things, mom will have her fawn and she'll walk away. She's not abandoning it. She tries to keep as much odor away from the babies so the predators don't come and pick them up.
Makes sense.
And you might not see mom for hours, but trust me, mom will be back when she knows it's safe for her little one, and she'll nurse it, and she might leave it lay again, or she might take and move it to the other spot. The one that really I get scared about is people go, we found a baby raccoon.
Oh.
Raccoons carry parasites that are deadly to children. And we say, please don't touch them, leave them be.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife, North Dakota Game and Fish, DNR, they all say, please do not touch it. We have more incidents of people getting hurt by these baby raccoons, and there has been people that have lost their lives to the parasites they carry. So please just walk away. It's may seem hard, but it's the right thing to do.
Well, do you not agree, though, nature is nature, and 9 times out of 10 it will take care of itself?
Absolutely.
That's kind of the way it's designed.
And that's what a game warden or DNR, Fish and Wildlife, Game and Fish will also tell you.
Mm-hmm.
Even
right.
if it's not the ending we want to see on that little animal, it's nature.
And
we must. And you know, I mean, you and I grew up in the same neighborhood. Uh-huh. You know, we were saving the world, remember?
Right.
So.
Oh, God help us.
I thought we did a really good job with it myself.
I thought so, too. But it's human nature to want to help in mm-hmm. hearts of good people.
Right.
I do appreciate the phone calls. We'll talk to anybody. Please call us if you want to, if you want that encouragement. I know that we're going to run out of time, but
we got time.
Real quickly. And I think I told this story on the radio before, but it's repeated itself several times, which is wonderful. A woman called me. She didn't see the birth of the fawn. She saw the fawn, mm-hmm. just the fawn, no mom. Assumed roadkill, assumed mom wasn't coming back. And she called and she said, what should we do? Should I bring it in? Should I give it milk? Do you want to come get it? And they said, well, actually, I explained the whole thing. I said, mom's probably around and just leave it be.
Leave it be.
So 2 hours later, she called me. A wonderful dear.
Concerned, right?
Yes. And she said, well, you know, I don't think so. He's still here. And I'm watching it. And I'm just, it's really hard to watch. He's just laying there. And they said, well, he's looking in despair. No, just no mom. And I feel so mm-hmm. sorry for it.
Right.
A few hours go by again. This has been hours. It's been all day. And the deer has been by itself, the fawn. And I said, she'll probably be coming. You know, it might be sunset. She'll be coming back.
Mm-hmm.
That evening, she called me back. And she said, thank you for encouraging me to witness the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Wow.
Mom came back. She's feeding the baby. I'm so glad that I didn't interfere. And she said, this is the best a reward mm-hmm. is watching what I'm watching now. So, again, that was a good outcome. In most cases, it will be. Sometimes it's not, and mm-hmm. we have to still let nature be. It's hard.
And still, I think, and you taught me this, and I'm sure you've taught a lot of people this, wild is wild. Please keep that in mind.
Yes.
You know, some things are not meant to be domesticated. So, and you run more of a risk of trying to. You know,
exactly.
You've covered that before many times.
Exactly. And then in our national parks, too,
mm-hmm.
We want people to keep enjoying them. So the more people that interfere, there was a bison tossing the other Memorial Day at Memorial Weekend at Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm.
The more people that interfere, it's going to hinder those parks being open to everybody else.
Exactly.
So enjoy from a distance.
Let's talk quickly about the zoo run coming up, too, because we got some time yet to cover this. But talk a little bit about it. That's happening here pretty quick.
Oh, yeah. They are getting excited. They have Wells Park
available for camping.
For camping. So they're going to do a great job there. They're working on the street dance. They're lining up food vendors. And they're trying to make it more family friendly. They want more people to come down and find out. You know, these big burly bikers with the beards are all big soft teddy bears.
Yeah, that's what you've told me.
Yeah, these guys go out of their way to help people. They're great people to work with. And it's going to be a great time. People are going to be surprised when they go down for the street dance or whatever that these guys really have a heart of gold,
right.
Men and women out there. And they're doing this because it's their way of gathering together. You know, they mm-hmm. all have their jobs. They're working hard. And it's their mini reunion every year to get together and see each other and have a great time.
And support the zoo all at
and
the same time, too.
The zoo. They're wonderful people. They were in the parade.
Yes, they were. Yeah, I did see them come through, and you definitely hear them from a distance, too. But Free Will Breakfast, 8 to 11. Are you cooking for that? You're leaving that up to Tom.
My board of directors is cooking for that.
Okay, good, good, good. Registration, folks, from 9 till 11:30, and kickstands up at the zoo at noon. And I always encourage people, stand out in the street, look out your window, just show up for that because it's amazing to see all the bikes come through.
And this is the last Saturday in June.
Okay.
And I really encourage people to go downtown Dakota Avenue to wave us on. And if I know the route out of town, we'll be back to tell you about that. Okay. Give a wave.
Right.
Give a hello. And just to watch them. Or better yet, come down to the zoo, enjoy some pancakes, look at the bikes, and just enjoy the zoo.
You could meet a bunch of more patriotic people in your life. They are so proud of where they live. Mm-hmm. Most of them are veterans and stuff. And they're just... I can't say enough. They are great guys. They pulled in. This poor lady had a flat tire in a car, and 10 bikers pulled up. And I'm sure she was going, oh, my God. And they said, can we change the tire for you?
Yeah.
She tried to pay them, and they said, absolutely not.
Nope.
That's
nope.
And that was on the run.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. They just
that doesn't
just
surprise me.
Outstanding. Outstanding
absolutely.
Folks.
Folks, listen, we're out of time, but we're going to cover more of this next week when you are back. Tom and Kathy, thank you very much.
Thank you for
showing up. We'll see you next week. That's our edition of the Morning Zoo for this Thursday. It's 8:32 at the Voice of the Valley. Good morning.
At CHI St. Francis Health, we believe in the healing power of humanity. Come join us as we shape the future of healthcare through human kindness. We are hiring full-time and part-time positions. We have open acute care RN positions, open long care RN, LPN, and CNA positions. Come work at the heart of human kindness. Apply today. Increase starting pay and sign-on bonuses from now till June 30th. Receive $15,000 sign-on for full-time RN positions in the hospital and $7,500 for part-time. For nursing home positions, receive $10,000 sign-on for full-time LPN positions and $5,000 for part-time. For CNA nursing home positions, receive $5,000 sign-on and full-time $2,500 for part-time. Explore career opportunities with us today. View open jobs and apply today at cfcare.org. Follow us on Facebook. Join us in building a stronger, healthier world.
Got a beautiful morning going on out there.